everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, strong losses have developed in lean hog futures here today with increased underlying pressure continuing to be seen throughout the end of the week as emotional buyer support seen last week has quickly eroded. Cattle markets, though, mixed in a very narrow trading range today with corn futures steady to slightly lower in live trade, the Dow Jones 2 points lower, NASDAQ down 3 points. In live cattle, mixed trade continues to develop in limited interest as traders seem to be willing to hold the current price pattern throughout the near future. Even though April futures have pushed below March support levels, the tone of the market remains firm, which may help to rekindle some buying activity during early April. Traders continued to focus on expanded demand, though, throughout the spring and summer, allowing for increased overall support throughout the entire complex. Cash cattle activity remains sluggish today with some developing bids following the light to moderate pattern seen in Wednesday trade. It's uncertain, though, just how much additional trade will develop throughout the end of the week. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, lower, down 19 cents in select and down $1.10 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 50 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, narrow losses were seen throughout the complex with limited additional direction developing here today. April contracts holding a 20-cent loss, moving to $145.70 per hundredweight. Nearby contracts, though, posting strong losses over the last four trading sessions, but still remain well above support levels and could remain in the wide sideways pattern for an extended period of time. Meanwhile, today, corn trade was flat to a penny higher, with more position squaring likely ahead of tomorrow's report. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher, trying to rebuild footing after the washout yesterday. Meal was $1 to $2 higher, and oil 10 to 20 points lower. And in wheat, trade was 4 to 6 cents lower, with spread action pretty flat. There's no real supply side concern, with no big turn in our export program expected, although weekly sales were decent. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.